All right. Good Tuesday morning, beloved. Today we are in Hosea chapter 1, and we're going to begin reading excerpts from the book of the prophet Hosea over the next, it's got 14 chapters, and so we'll be spending about 12 days, here in Isaiah. The prophet's name is, a shortened version of the Hebrew name Josiah, which means the Lord has saved. Hosea preached in the northern kingdom of Israel from about 740 to 722 BC and was concerned about the idolatry of the people and their faithlessness towards God. In today's reading, Hosea is told to marry an unfaithful woman. Basically, she was a prostitute, to demonstrate how unfaithful Israel has been. He is also told to give his children names that are to be reminders of Israel's forthcoming punishment. The reading concludes with Hosea foreseeing a time when God will restore Israel and Judah and bring them together under one leader. So let's begin. This is the message which the Lord gave to Hosea, son of Beeri, during the time that Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, was king of Israel. When the Lord first spoke to Israel through Hosea, he said to Hosea, "Go and get married, your wife will be unfaithful, and your children will be just like her. In the same way my people have left me and become unfaithful." So Hosea married a woman named Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, and after the birth of their first child, a son, the Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Jezreel, because it will not be long before I punish the king of Israel for the murders that his ancestor Jehu committed at Jezreel. And I'm going to put an end to Jehu's dynasty, and in Jezreel Valley, I will at that time destroy enemies' military power." Now Gomer had a second child, and this time it was a daughter. And the Lord said to Hosea, "Name her Unloved, because I will no longer show love to the people of Israel or forgive them. But to the people of Judah I will show love. I, the Lord their God, will save them. But I will not do it by war, with swords or bows and arrows, or with horses and horsemen." After Gomer had weaned her daughter, she became pregnant again and had another son. The Lord said to Hosea, "Name him Not My People, because the people of Israel are not my people, and I am not my God. The people of Israel will become like the sand of the sea, more than can be counted or measured. Now God says to them, 'You are not my people.' But the day is coming when he shall say to them, 'You are the children of the living God.' The people of Judah and the people of Israel will be reunited, and they will choose for themselves a single leader, and once again they will grow and prosper in their land. Yes, the day of Jezreel will be a great day. So call your fellow Israelites, God's people, and loved by the Lord." Today's key verse was Hosea 1:10. "The day is coming when he will say to them, 'You are the children of the living God.'" You know, it's interesting that God commands the prophet, his man, to marry an unfaithful woman. And he does this as a living, breathing, illustration to God's relationship, to demonstrate God's relationship with the people of Israel. And as Hosea is playing the part of God and Gomer and her children are playing the part of Israel, and they just are unfaithful, to Hosea, just as Israel is unfaithful to God. But there is hope. In today's message, even though Israel and Judah, are divided and Israel has fallen away from God, God promises that there is coming a time when both Judah and Israel again will be reunited and they will have one king. Let us pray. Merciful God, forgive me whenever I act in ways that demonstrate unfaithfulness to you. Draw me close to you and restore me to a right relationship with you. You continue to love me, and I thank you and praise you for the steadfast goodness and faithfulness you show me. Amen. Okay, well, that brings our Tuesday to an end, beloved. Tomorrow we'll be in Hosea chapter 2, and the Lord will punish Israel and then restore the land and make the people prosperous. Until tomorrow, God bless, and just continue to have a blessed day. Amen.